For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This week, I'll be in Long Beach, California, attending the Drug Policy Alliance Conference.
This is Ethan Nadelman. I'm director of the Drug Policy Alliance, the country's leading organization. People who believe the war on drugs is doing more harm than good. And we're looking forward to the next International Conference on Drug Policy Reform, which will be in Long Beach, California, just south of L.A., beginning on the evening of Wednesday the 9th, and then we're running all the way through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. People who want more information about it should be going to our website, drugpolicy.org.
And Ethan, tell us about some of the conferences and the panels that will be part of this.
This is a conference which in some respects follows in the string of conferences that was first organized by the old Drug Policy Foundation beginning in the late 1980s. The two most recent of which were in New Mexico in 2001 and in New Jersey in 2003. But what's different about this conference in part is that this one is much more a collaborative enterprise where Drug Policy Alliance has played the lead role, but where dozens of local and state and national and even international drug policy reform organizations have signed on as partners and sponsors and are playing a more active role in pulling this whole conference together. I can also tell you that this conference, I think, is going to have the biggest attendance. It is going to be the most international. It is going to be the most diverse. It is going to have the best program, and it will probably be the most dynamic such conference ever in the United States.
Well, Ethan, there's still many skirmishes going on in the media within the halls of government, but there's real progress being made, is there not?
Well, you know, you could just see a nice little development that popped up in Denver just yesterday, where this local initiative to decriminalize or legalize possession of modest amounts passed in a local initiative. I just saw some other news coming out of the Netherlands, where one of the more conservative political parties has joined with the centrist and leftist parties to propose that the government become involved in the cultivation of cannabis. So, you know, every time we start to despair and feel that we're being pushed back, things start turning around again. I'll tell you that my staff were just down in Alabama doing a press conference on release of a report we did there on the role of the drug war in Alabama, getting a fantastically positive response there. And I can tell you, you know, that in California, you know, the battle keeps chugging along. I mean, in San Francisco, it's a very tough battle over trying to really stabilize the situation with the cannabis, medical cannabis dispensaries. But what's remarkable is to compare the level and caliber and quality of the debate and where we are now compared to where we were 5 or 10 years ago.
To learn more about this world's largest drug conference, please go to drugpolicy.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.